Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. He's opening for Metallica. He'll be here in town when Metallica's here. Jim Brewer, good morning, Jim. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Now, Jim, you're not a musical act exactly, you know, Metallica band, Jim Brewer, comic. Mm-hmm.
But are you ready? Let me clear the air.
Yes.
I can help you out there.
Thank you.
I want to help everyone out. I am not opening for Metallica. I'm not foolish enough to go out there and go, I'm going to kill it for 45 minutes.
Right.
And let me bring my band and show you what I'm made of, because that is exactly the reason why we are doing this. What we are doing is called a lighted up pre-party show. So in other words, me and a hard rock metal DJ are going to create events from the minute you walk in the arena. Because let's not kid ourselves. When you're on the Metallica level, the U2 level, the Rolling Stones, I don't care who's opening up. Nobody cares. Nobody, unfortunately, you know, I went to go see Metallica on their last run. I love Volbeat. I get it. It's Elvis with I get it. Nobody cared. Nobody, just get to Metallica. So what we're doing is an event. It's a pre-party, and I'm the gatekeeper to get you behind stage, better seats. We're going to have game shows. We're going to have do or die Metallica karaoke. You got 1 minute to pull it off before the crowd chants die or rise. If you rise, you make it to the next level. Die. I walk you back to your seat while the crowd keeps chanting die. So it's an event. That's what concerts should be. We're going back to the Roman Empire. That's what we're doing.
Is it in the same arena?
Yes, it is.
Are people in the same seats?
It depends how ugly it gets. I can drag them into the parking lot, and then we can feed them to the lions.
Is it on before the show?
Yes. Why would I do it after the show?
That sounds like an opener to me. All right.
Can you imagine if they said, hey, Jim, we have a plan for you. We want you to come out after Metallica. What?
You know what? That would be – now, that is an event to see how many people you can hold, if any. I just want to let you all know, as soon as they're done with Enter Sandman, don't go anywhere because the comedy show starts. Come on down. It's free. I know it's midnight on a Wednesday night, but this is going to be great. Come on down. I'm pulling out all the stops.
You were a
Goat Boy 30 years ago.
You're an 80s metal kid, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you remember, what was the first show you went to?
Judas Priest.
Okay.
Judas Priest with Iron Maiden. I was in the parking lot by noon. I was the parking lot guy.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Something like that, 17 or 16, something
okay.
like that. And then I saw AC/DC, and that was it. That was the floodgates. It was over. Metallica with Ozzy. I saw Metallica open up for Ozzy.
What was
when Ozzy could semi-speak. He'd come out, hey, you guys.
Right, so when he started doing reality TV, I don't know, did you tune into Ozzy and...
Were you disappointed?
Kind of look at it and go,
you know what? It was the most... I got to say, it was a little bit of a love-hate. Love to see the inside. It was just so weird to see this rock star and Sharon going, take this trash onto this curb and don't forget to put the sticker on. Take it and make sure you put the sticker on there or they won't take the trash, Ozzy. The dog just dropped a deuce on the kitchen floor. So, and Jack, what are you watching? I couldn't turn away from it. It was fascinating. But at the same time, now to see him go from that, like, are you ready, Milwaukee.
Right.
Going up there on a granite day.
So how many stops on this tour are you doing? Are you doing the whole tour with these guys?
The whole tour. And then hopefully, you know, people come to the pre-concert event, and I'll be able to walk you backstage. I'll be able to get you closer seats. You'll be part of this whole party.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Take me backstage. You mean personally take me backstage, not a virtual tour of backstage?
No, dude. That's what I'm saying. If you come to the concert, think of it as the biggest metal game show you've ever been part of.
Okay.
And I may pop up in section, what's the biggest nosebleed of the arena they're playing there? I don't know, whatever.
406, we'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pop up, the DJ's playing an AC/DC song, and all of a sudden he stops, and the spotlight is on me in that section. And I go, are you ready for a chance to walk with me all the way backstage to meet Lars Ulrich? And then you're on the spot. You better answer my question. You got one shot at it, and I'm going to have the crowd chanting. And if the guy gets it, the girl gets it, the kid, whoever I go up to, they get it. Now we're going to go all the way backstage, or I'm going to bring you to the front row for the whole concert. It's one big – I may have a whole karaoke event where six people in the arena think they can pull off Metallica karaoke for 1 minute. And at that 1 minute, the crowd now chants either die, go sit down, or rise. You make it to the next level. And then the winner gets to have better seats or gets to meet someone. And that is what this event is going to be.
So how long does all this go on before Metallica hits the stage?
Probably a little over an hour. So figure, I don't know, whenever doors open,
okay.
I want to start it pretty quick.
Go pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want to keep it going. So by the time the concert starts, you are hopped up and ready.
Now, here's the problem.
That sounds like what an opening act does, you know.
Yeah, gets your rev. Hey, you're onto something there, Jimmy.
But unfortunately, an opening act never pulls that off.
Okay, that's true. Well,
So why have an opening act? Why would I? It's like, you know, like I said, I saw Volbeat last year. I love them, but everyone doesn't love them. So besides the 300 people that are there to see them, everyone else is doing something else. So why not create an event where now I can get better seats, I can meet the band, I can challenge another Metallica fan because I know more than he does or he knows more than I do, and we're going to go at it in the arena. That's what this event is.
Ever heard of anything like this before? Are you pioneering this?
Well, that's the goal. I told them, when this is done, I want the Foo Fighters and every other band to go, dang, that's what we should be doing. This is what bands should be doing. So that's exactly what the goal is.
All right, here's the problem. Here's the problem with opening acts, Jim. And by the way, we're talking to Jim Brewer. I don't even want to call you the opener for Metallica.
I'm hosting Light It Up party.
Right. That's happening October 16th. You realize you're one of the first shows that'll be in our new arena here in Milwaukee, right? We haven't even named it yet.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. And I'm hoping I can play there the night before. And that's only if the show sells out, then I will do a show the night before. But I'm not going to – that is the shebiggle.
Foo Fighters are the night after you guys, so maybe it would be open on the 15th if you wanted to. But here's the problem with opening acts. Okay, the opening act plays there 25 minutes roughly when you go to that. And now all their roadies come out, the lights come up, they have to tear all their gear down, get it set up for. In this case, it would be Metallica. So when you end your part of the evening, when you shut it down, do the lights come up and Metallica is on stage? Is it seamless, or is there a bit of a gap there yet?
Well, the game plan is we lead right into it. We literally want to lead right into, as soon as I'm done, because the last event, I don't want to really give it away, but the last event is going to bring the crowd to the point where they're like, we're ready now. And that is the moment the lights drop and they start that song that they always start off with. And it you get the goosebumps and we're ready to go. So that is the game plan.
All right. When does this tour start for you guys?
September.
Okay.
I believe we start in Madison.
So what are you doing until then?
Well, me personally, I tour. I go to Colorado next 2 weeks. I do a residency in Long Island with shows in the theater. I tour.
So up until then, you're working up until then. So it's just
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I'm going to be creating a tour around Metallica, but I'm also, to be dead honest with you, I'm going to spend a good 6 weeks making this pre-Metallica light 'em up party. That's what I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be flying out with the guys. I'm going to be showing them the events. And every night may be different. So I want this thing to be killer. I want this as a fan, because I'm a fan. I want a fan to walk in and go, listen, I can't believe you were dumb enough to miss the opening hour. It was sick.
The opening hour. Okay.
If they would have told you 20 years ago that you'd be touring with Metallica, what would you have said?
I would have laughed in their face. When I saw 1986, Metallica opening for Ozzy Osbourne, the Master of Puppets tour, and you said, yeah, you know, one day you're going to be 50 years old with 3 kids, and oh, by the way, the week before you're going to go up at a sold-out Madison Square Garden, Billy Joel, and sing Shook Me All Night Long. It's going to be all over YouTube. And then you're going to go on tour Metallica. Okay, is that when I'm dead? I am the Forrest Gump of stand-up comedy. I'm the Forrest Gump of stand-up comedy. I don't know how else to explain it. Everything I ever wanted to do, I've done. It's weird.
It's not bad. It's weird. All right, you're probably going to need a light coat when you get here in October. That's my advice to you.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. It's April in New Jersey, and I need a heavy coat right now. I'm so used to the cold weather. I don't even care anymore.
All right. Yeah, we have the same thing going on here. So.
All right.
Horrible.
Jim, thanks for the time. Look forward to seeing you in October.
Yes, baby. We're going to light it up. It's a pre-party. See you there.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Brush up on your Metallica trivia. We'll talk to you later, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Jim Brewer.